Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Sunday Shakeout. I'm your host, Nicholas, and today on the podcast is Dylan Rowell of Anacortes High School. If that school sounds familiar, it's because it's the same school as his senior teammate, Parker Mong, who I had on the podcast last week. Dylan is only a sophomore, but he just broke the Anacortes High School record of 4:16 in the mile. He also ran 15:34 for 5K cross country, and he's just a huge talent in the sport. Fantastic conversation, and hopefully we shed some light on a guy who's probably going to be one of the top guys in the nation as early as next year, his junior year. So it's pretty insane. In today's episode, Dylan and I discuss his 4:16 mile that broke the Anacortes High School record, the relationship between his basketball career and his running career, some colleges that Dylan has in the back of his mind for running in the future, his future aspirations and goals, and much more. Before we get into today's episode, if you haven't already and you are enjoying the Sunday Shakeout, please consider giving this podcast a follow and 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That goes a long way in supporting the growth of the Sunday Shakeout so that I can keep having discussions with, you know, just amazing people in the sport of running and keep this deal going. Also, if you have any questions or would like to connect, please feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram at the Sunday Shakeout or at thesundayshakeout@gmail.com. Grazie. Without further delay, please enjoy my conversation with Dylan Rowell. Dylan Rowell, welcome to the Sunday Shakeout. It's great to have you on today. How are you doing?
Good. It's good to be on. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I'm excited to have you on today. Just to start us off, though, I'm curious. I go to Seattle Prep, and today is like my last day of spring break. I went to New York. It was a lot of fun. I assume you had a spring break, so how was it? Did you get up to anything exciting? What was that about?
So, yeah, but spring break ends today, too, for me. So we'll be back in school tomorrow, but I was pretty much just running over spring break, a couple family birthday parties, but and then we had a meet yesterday at the Berger Solberg Invitational.
Yeah, we'll have to get into that. Now, let's say you were going to go on vacation. Where would be like your dream vacation?
Probably Hawaii, maybe. Hawaii, ooh. Florida. Probably somewhere warm.
For sure, yeah. Like, I think obviously you can go somewhere where there's like a lot of attractions, or you could just go somewhere nice, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday at about 2 p.m., I was bugging you on Instagram, asking you what time you wanted to record today.
Yeah.
And you leaked to me that you ran 4:16 for a full mile, school record. First off, congrats. Like, that's nuts to break a school record. We were just talking about that off the air. So who had the school record before? Was it Parker?
It was Dylan Holland.
Dylan Holland, who's that?
Yeah, like about 6 years ago. I don't know him personally, but he had set it like 4:17.3, and Parker had run 4:17.4 or something at state. So he was right there. But so I ended up getting it yesterday.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah, isn't Parker kind of more like a 3,200 guy?
Yeah, he's like the longer the race, the better for him. He just like gets better as it goes on.
What was going through your head like before the race? Was 4:16 kind of the goal, or did you kind of surprise yourself there?
I was pretty surprised that it was that fast. Going in, the goal was like under 4:20. Anything under 4:20, I would have been like happy with. But the race, I was kind of looking at it going in like, I'll take it out conservative if I need to. Or if it goes out fast, like, I'm fine. Like, I'll sit on someone's shoulder and hope for the best. But it went out pretty fast. I mean, we opened up the first 463 and then came across 208, I think. So right on pace for the 4:16 that we ended up running.
Was the field like a big field, or were you kind of like in a class of your own up there? Like, I didn't look on athletic.net.
Yeah.
Like, were you kind of just on your own, or was it like an actual like race?
There was probably five guys like that were around the 4:20, 4:25 like margin going in. So I knew there was going to be some guys with me, but it was a big field. There was probably like, I want to say 25 guys, but like, you know, the times varied going in, but I knew there was going to be some guys with me.
For sure. So you messaged me saying that you had goals of running 4:10 and 9:05, those goals have to change a little bit, right? Like after running 416, we're only like not even halfway through the season. Like talk about that, like kind of like what are your goals, but also like how do you like set goals and like work towards them? Are you the kind of like the guy who like puts goals on his walls and like reminds himself of them every day? Or do you kind of just put your head to the grindstone and just look at the process? Like, how do you go about that?
For me, it was like something like after the race, me and coach, we sat down and we were like, okay, we're going to have to reassess some goals here. Cause you ran pretty fast, but I'm more of a guy that is going to kind of put my head down. I like a long training block, run a lot of miles, and the goals I feel like just kind of come with that. And I'm just kind of focused on the training. But it's good to have obviously like some time goals and placing goals for state. But the way me and my coach looked at it was I wanted to be like going into a meet, I wanted to be one of the guys that could win it. Like I want to be in the conversation for one of the top guys in the field, no matter what race I step into.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I guess like as you get a lot more accomplished and you're running faster and faster times, how do you stay like grounded and focused amidst that attention? Because it can be hard to just be you and still have fun. So how do you kind of go about that?
I think for me, it's I have like such a good group of teammates and friends with me that it's kind of easy to, aside from running, just kind of be myself around those people where it's just like an amazing group of people in and out of, often on the track, you know? So I feel like, and I don't like to, unless running's brought up to me in a conversation or like asked about, I don't really talk about it. I'm kind of just myself everywhere, calm, relaxed.
Yeah, for sure. How important do you think that like team camaraderie aspect of it is? Like, do you think that has been a huge aspect of you getting to where you are today?
Oh yeah, it has been like just so huge to me. I mean, we have during cross country, I feel like my freshman year, our team really wasn't like really bonded very well. Parker wasn't running. We had a lot of seniors. So this year's cross country team, it was probably, I think we had three seniors and it was a pretty young team. So we're going to have a lot of guys back, but we were so close. We were like, it was a family. So I think going in, we knew that we all had each other's backs. And so state, that's how we ran so well.
Where do you see the Anacortes High School like cross country team and just team as a whole being in the next few years? Like, wait, oh yeah, you guys won the state title as a team too, didn't you? Was that correct?
We got second. Yeah.
You got second. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see the team winning next year? And then it's kind of like, I guess like NXR the goal, like winning or getting to NXN, or how does that all work out for you when you're setting like team goals?
I think for team goals, it's going to be put up the best fight against Sehome that we possibly can. They're going to be a really strong team again. They're not losing any guys.
For sure.
I think it's just going to be just get to state, have a good race, get to NXR again, perform good.
For sure. I like your mindset of just trying to like not worry too much about the goals and focusing on like just the day in and day out and how that will ultimately take care of it. And a few moments ago, you talked about how you're just focusing on the training, like running a lot of miles. What does your training look like? Are you one of those guys who like rips a whole bunch of miles, or are you kind of just like focused on getting in solid work?
Yeah. During summer, I was training with Parker a lot, and until he went to Flagstaff and trained up there. You guys covered that, I think.
Yeah.
On your guys' podcast. But I less like to put my head down to the wall, and the more mileage, the better, I think. Because like, especially this winter, we had probably 7 weeks, I think. We were over 70 miles. With like three workouts a week and then one long run, either on Saturday or Sunday, we get to choose. But it was just like my legs just become like, just they can chew up miles. It's like you feel like kind of a machine when you get up to those 70 miles weeks and just start clicking them off.
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, 70 miles. I don't think there's anybody on the prep team running 70 miles, and So that's crazy. How do you like go about recovering from all that? Because I think you said 3 workouts per week. This was in the summer, so I don't know. Are you
Yeah.
still doing 70 miles or have you kind of tapered that a little bit?
No, I'm down to like 45 to 50 since track started, with probably three, it's 2 or 3 track workouts a week now, but it's more kind of like, it's speed stuff now. Like our workouts over the summer and winter were more volume based. So like mile repeats, or we would do like 6 by 8 minutes at tempo or something like that.
Yeah, okay. So a little bit of a change of emphasis, but nevertheless, like recovery has to be like a big factor for you. So kind of
Yeah.
what are some of your like top recovery strategies? Like are you one of those guys who does a lot of rolling and stretching and gets a lot of food and sleep? Like how do you go about that?
I think the two things I prioritize is my hydration and like stretching and strengthening. Like I do a tendon strengthening program that I do like every day. It's 30 minutes night and 30 minutes in the morning. And I roll out a lot. I roll out 3 times a day. So morning, after my run, and then at night. So, and then I just drink a lot of water. I make sure to have a water bottle on me at all times. At school, it's important to just try to stay on top of your recovery because it can slip away really quickly. And you don't think it would impact your racing a lot, but when you get it to that final like 400 to go, like you're gonna feel it in your legs if you're not hydrated or didn't get enough sleep the night before.
How do you like, because obviously that's extreme dedication, like rolling before, after your runs, in the evenings, doing all your strength stuff, your hydration. How do you kind of like maintain motivation and discipline, especially like throughout a long, grueling season that starts in like, December, if you think about it, with like the start of the training block all the way to like
Yeah.
June? How do you maintain that, I guess, motivation?
I think for me, it's not really like about motivation. It's just like I'm kind of having fun with it. Like I enjoy, going out and getting my run. It's one of the best parts of my day. And I have like stuff that I do with it. Like rolling out, I turn on the TV, watch some YouTube videos, watch the races that's been going on
For
the
sure,
week.
yeah.
Yeah. And it's a fun time, especially when I have the guys with me, After practice, we're chatting it up after we get back from our run, rolling out. It's just like I guess it becomes a habit kind of that you can't really forget about. It just comes part of your life.
Speaking of like watching races on YouTube, did you watch the Arcadia 3200 last night? What were your thoughts on that?
I did. That was crazy. A lot of guys under nine.
Yeah, I saw like one of the comments on Instagram was like a full heat of like sub nines, which is kind
Yeah,
of
yeah.
crazy if you think about
It
it.
was like, yeah, 37 guys, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, so it was pretty crazy. People call it like the national meet before, like 2 months before the national meet. I'm just curious, what were your thoughts on like not going to Arcadia? Because I know that, I don't know, maybe you wouldn't have run in like the championship heat, but you
Yeah.
probably could have run in like either the seeded heats or the open. So what were kind of your thought processes behind that?
I think me and my coach like definitely talked about it, but I was kind of focused on it's sophomore year. Like I'm gonna have 2 more years to go to like these big meets. And so right now I think we just focus like keep training. Let's just get to state first. We can't have any injuries pop up. Let's get to state, place as high as we can, and then hopefully make a run in Nike outdoors.
I love this idea of just like focusing on the long term and just like always banking on you'll have your shot, you'll have your shot, but let's just like keep working to that.
Yeah.
Now, Dylan, let's shift over to like your basketball career a little bit, which I
Okay, yeah.
actually just recently learned about like yesterday. I'm not a big NBA fan or basketball fan. I've never really played basketball, but just like talk about your basketball career a little bit, like when and how you got into it and just your first impressions.
Okay. Yeah, I started playing basketball AAU, so like a club team in third grade. So I was playing third grade to freshman year. And I just like fell in love with the game, but it was something where like it's a very like competitive team sport. Like when you think about running, it's kind of like it's still a team sport, but it's kind of you're kind of on your own. So, but basketball was it was yeah it was important to me. Like I played it, I loved it. I eat, sleep, and breathe basketball until freshman year.
Yeah, so you had an obsession with basketball. When did like running come into the picture? So like How did you find out about running, and kind of like what were your initial thoughts on like that sport? 'Cause like going from like being obsessed with basketball to being like really good at running, like how did that all work out?
Yeah. I mean, I would do like fun run miles and stuff in elementary school. Like nothing serious. I knew I was kind of fast, but I guess I didn't really like fall in love with running until probably freshman track season. And it was like I ran 4:38 like the first mile, and I was like, all right, I could do something good here.
4:38. Oh my gosh. And like how much training had you done like up to that point? Was it just like very little?
No, I trained with Parker and Ethan Miller. He was a senior last year, but I trained with them over the summer. It wasn't like crazy like what I did this winter. It was just kind of like building a base and stuff because I really didn't know what I was doing, if being completely honest. So it was not a lot of training, but coming in 4:38, I was like, all right, like if we focus up on this, like we can do something good.
Dude, the fact that you can just hop into a mile, or not hop in, but like hop into training and just start running with like a state champ and then run 4:38 your first race. Like, bro, I would dream of running like 4:38 like next year, bro. That's crazy. So you started to take like, I guess, running really seriously. So then what were the implications for like your basketball career? Like, how was that relationship between running and basketball developed over time? Like, have you dropped basketball, or like, do you still play in the winter?
I dropped basketball, so I didn't play this year. I had to definitely think about it. I was leaning towards playing, but I knew if I put a solid winter training block down and I was just running, clicking off miles, that it was going to pay off during track season, hopefully. And so I kind of just put all my marbles into one basket and said, all right, we're going with running. And it's paid off so far, so.
Were you like I guess like state level at basketball as well, or were you like super competitive?
No, I was not even the best on my team for C team, but
Okay, so that probably played into your decision a little bit. Okay. So if let's say you had the talent of like a professional basketball player and of a professional runner, like you had God genetics either way, would you rather be a professional runner or a professional basketball player?
I think professional runner. I definitely choose it over. Because once I played basketball for a long time, so like I know what it felt like a long time playing it. You reached like your best point, and I've also been running for a little bit now, so I just had so much more fun with running. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's like the team bond that plays a factor too, and it's just like it's you become like so intact with your body and your mind. Like it's a great thing to be able to just go for a run. It's like super soothing.
I love that. I love that. I love your passion for the sport and just like, running does so many cool things. People just think it's like one foot in front of the other, but it's like so much more than that. It does so much for more than just performance, but like your physical and mental health, and it's just a great sport overall. Transitioning to kind of like the more performance side of things, Parker on the podcast last week said that he's confident that next year you could break 15 in the 5K. What are your thoughts on that? 'Cause yeah, just that's pretty crazy.
That would be pretty crazy. I think it could happen, if I put a good solid summer training again and go in, but it's just gonna have to be on the day of whatever race we enter in, hopefully Tillamook maybe. But it's just gonna be, I'm gonna have to capitalize on that race day because it's such an elusive goal. Like sub 15 is like that. I've dreamed of that for since I started this last cross season. And I didn't know if it would be attainable by next year, but I'm confident that I could get it. It just got to be on the right day, and I got to be, completely just focused and locked in.
What advice would you give to your younger self from like last year, who was maybe getting into running freshman year and didn't really know if they wanted to like continue? Like, what would you say to yourself?
I would say, first of all, be confident. Like in however, no, whatever stage of training that you're in, Like, you be confident because you're not doing yourself any favor when you're getting on the line of a race, looking left and right and like worrying about who's on the line. Like, run your race, do what you can do, and the times will come with it. And I'd also say, like, if you love the sport, like, just you need to focus on like having a good relationship with the sport too. Because when you start to maybe just like say, all right, well, I have to do this, I have to go on this run, you're maybe going to get burnt out. And I think that's something important that I've prioritized. Like, just if I ever feel like, oh, I don't want to go on this run, like, I just reconsider, like, this is it'll be after the run, you're going to feel so good. Like, it's I love running, so it's like it's kind of easy to go out and get a run in.
How do you like keep the sport fun? Like, do your teammates play into that, or like, because I obviously we talked about like how do you maintain the motivation, and you said like, well, it's fun. Well, how do you maintain that sense of like, I actually want to do this, it's actually fun? Is it all teammates, or is there something more to that?
I'd say a big part of it is teammates, and also it's just kind of like my dad was a he was a big runner when he was younger, and we kind of like kicked off on that. So we had went on runs together sometimes, like when we were younger. Now we don't anymore, but I think it's a big thing of I kind of held accountable too by my teammates and family and friends to like if like I want to do this in college, like I want to run in college, so I know like if I just start to ease up a little bit and lose focus, like even it is fun, but like this is something that I want to continue and it's important, like I need to be getting these runs in. So I think it's more it's family and friends and teammates, but it's also like a level of discipline that I keep myself accountable for.
So you talked about your dad being a runner. Is he a marathoner, or like what's his story in running?
He was like a miler, 2 miler, and he was pretty fast. Like, he was fast as a freshman. He went to Nike Outdoors too, just like me, and ran the mile. But so far, I have all of his records.
Oh.
I joke around with him for that. I already got all his senior records and stuff.
Is he an avid runner himself? Like, does he still like run races these days, or is he kind of like, I guess, retired from running?
Yeah, he's retired for sure. After he went to a community college, and after he got done running there, he was done.
Okay, so your dad was a runner. What role did he kind of play in making like your helping like make your decision on like whether you wanted to continue the sport? Like, was he a big mentor for you and like, hey, if this is something you want to do, like it's a great sport and I highly encourage it? Or like, what did that look like?
I think the best thing that he did was not force me into it at all. Like, he was like, I ran, that does not mean you have to. If you want to play basketball, you can play basketball. You want to play baseball, you can play baseball. But he kind of just left it open for me to find. And so eventually, like, I found my way to track, and I instantly fell in love with running. So I think him not forcing me to it was like the best thing possible, because now I found what I love and what I have a passion for.
For sure. Now, kind of changing the subject a little bit, looking ahead to colleges, I think we maybe like said college maybe like twice on the podcast so far, but moving ahead to like that topic, I got a listener question that asked, what colleges are you interested in running at? So, do you have any idea yet? Or like, are you kind of like having something in the back of your head? Or kind of how does that all work out?
I mean, it would be super cool to maybe run for, like, you look at the big names and it's like Stanford, Oregon, UW's up there, all those big guys, Gonzaga's up there too, Wazoo. So, I mean, it's just going to come down to, I don't know, like, who offers me. Like, I'm going to obviously try to get, like, I'm going to work my butt off to get as many offers as I possibly can. And it'll be like where the programs are at, when I'm a senior and deciding that. But I
For
don't think
sure.
there's not a set college that I like. Like, Stanford is, that would probably be the dream to go to Stanford and run for them. But there's not like a set college that I'm like really, really need to go to.
Did you kind of like witness when Parker was, I guess, committing to UW? Was that a very public thing in term? I know, like, obviously they posted that on Instagram, but were you kind of aware of that, I guess, commitment process for him? And like, If so, like how does that kind of like influence like what you're gonna do as far as colleges?
It was he kind of told me before, like he made the decision and stuff. So like I kind of knew what was going on, and I went to the his signing where he actually like signed the papers and got the photos and stuff. So that was pretty cool. But it was me being able to see him, like what he's been working so hard for, make that reality, and knowing that like I ran with him, you know, he's from Anacortes just like me. So it kind of in my mind gave me hope that like, all right, you know, if he did it, why can't I?
For sure. Yeah, I guess you just have to put yourself in his shoes and just like you talked about, like have that confidence that you could be there someday. Now, I guess looking ahead, this could be to college, it could be to beyond college, but like what are some long-term goals that you have for yourself in the future?
Yeah, so I think if we're looking at like high school, long term is stay healthy. Like, you know, I don't want any injuries, you know, messing up my running or anything. Another one would be just like stay having a good relationship with the sport. Don't get burnt out. If you need to take some time away to make sure that happens, like that's fine. You know, a week won't mess anything up. I just need to stay physically, mentally healthy, and you know, hopefully get to college. And you know, I think in high school I want to become one of the best runners in the country, and you know, I'm going to work my butt off to get there and hopefully get to college. And you know, everyone's dream, I guess, if you're a runner, to go to college, you know, compete for a national championship, maybe run for Team USA. That's way up there. You know, we gotta stay focused on the now goals.
Yeah, but like it's fun to think about. Like, if you were to go for Team USA, would you be a miler or would you be more interested in like, maybe even some of the longer stuff? And who knows, maybe marathon. Like, what are you thinking about?
Yeah.
Like, if you were to put yourself in your future shoes?
I'm thinking probably like 5K, 10K is where if I was going to like Worlds or something like that, that's where I would want to run. Marathon, that would be that's pretty tough. I've never even ran that long, so
For sure. You're going to be like the future Grant Fisher or something like that. That'll be crazy one day.
hopefully.
Yeah. Well, Dylan, this has been a great conversation today. It was a lot of fun. Fantastic to get some insight out of you. You definitely have a lot of great things to say, and you definitely have a lot of reminders for us about, you know, just focusing on the day in, day out and maintaining a good relationship with the sport. I think that's very, very important. No
Yeah.
matter, you know, how successful you want to be, like just focusing on that is super important. So, yeah, best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. It was fun coming and chatting with you. And
Of course.
hopefully we can keep the ball rolling. Run
Yeah,
some faster
exactly.
times.
Yeah, I'll have to have you on again soon.
Yeah, for sure. This is fun.
Thanks for listening to episode 73 of the Sunday Shakeout. For with my conversation with Dylan Rowell, our conversation today was just fantastic. I thought Dylan was an amazing guest, and he definitely has a lot of potential in the sport. He is a big talent, and so if you're out there in high school and you're on your cross country team or track team and your national level, if you're a junior, sophomore, freshman, doesn't matter, expect to see this guy more in the coming years, whether it's at Arcadia, NXN, I don't know, Nike Outdoors, all the places. Expect to see this guy more on Runnerspace and on all of those places where, you know, good runners are. So this guy will definitely be a big name one day, and more podcasts to come on the Sunday Shakeout for Dylan and also just in general in other places. I think Dylan is going to be a star in the sport, and I can't wait to see his career evolve, and we'll just have to see what happens. So if you enjoyed this episode of the Sunday Shakeout, please consider giving this podcast a follow and 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I'd also greatly appreciate if you connected with me on my Instagram at the Sunday Shakeout or at my email at thesundayshakeout@gmail.com. I'm always happy to connect if you have any questions, any guest suggestions, or, you know, you just want to talk. I'm good with anything. So I hope you all really enjoy your day and really enjoy your weekend, and peace out. This is the Sunday Shakeout.